given to you what we learn, because we've got to recall to be able to finish off that which we have to from the Gemara, and then we're going to go into the Shulchan Aruch Chofi Shavua. You remember the Braisa that we learned had three opinions. The first was Rabbi Yehuda, who is obviously the most difficult. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Misha Tishka Hachama, from the moment of Shkia, Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimi, and as long as the eastern horizon is still red with color, then Hichsif HaTachton, the lower horizon becomes blackened, gray, but Velo Hichsif HaElyon, but the upper horizon is still not gray, in other words, it's red. That is Bein HaShemoshos. That is what Rabbi Yehuda calls Bein HaShemoshos. Hichsif HaElyon, if the upper horizon suddenly became grayish, the Hishva, the color, is the same, identical, La Tachton, to the under, the lower horizon, that's the moment of Laila, Zehu Laila. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Nechemya, Kidei She'alech Adom Mishtishka Chamo Chatzim Mil, Rabbi Nechemya holds a half a mil of walking beyond Shkia, that is the equivalent of Bein HaShemoshos. Rabbi Yossi, the third opinion, Bein HaShemoshos is Keherafayim. He defines Bein HaShemoshos like the blink of an eye, Keherafayim. Zeh Nichnas, one comes in, Vezeh Yotzei, and the other one goes out, Ve'iyah Shalom Odalov. It's impossible to clock it. It's instantaneous. Now, you will also recall, and this is the Braisa of Tanoim, okay? You will recall that we had two opinions among the Amoroim, Rabba and Rav Yosef, both happen to be quoting ultimately Shmuel, but we'll take it as the latest source interpreting what the Bein HaShemoshos of Rabbi Yehuda is. Rabba said that you have to understand Rabbi Yehuda, Mishetishka Hachama Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, when the sun sets and the eastern horizon is red, then Hichsif HaTachton, the bottom horizon becomes gray, but Velo Hichsif HaElyon, but the upper horizon is still red, that's Bein HaShemoshos for Rabbi Yehuda. Hichsif HaElyon V'Hishva LaTachton, the lower and the upper are gray, that's Laila for Rabbi Yehuda. That was one opinion. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, yeah? Okay, Rabbi Yosef, also ultimately quoting Shmuel, disagreed and felt that it was a little different. As long as the sun sets and the eastern horizon is still red, there's no suffix that this is Yom. This is definitely day. The next step is Hichsif HaTachton, the lower horizon becomes gray, but Velo Hichsif HaElyon, the upper horizon is still red. That's Bein HaShemoshos. And finally, Hichsif HaElyon, the upper horizon, V'Hishva LaTachton, and the lower horizon are both gray, then you know it's Laila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara that we learned later on, we wanted to figure out, Tachlis, you know, we're dealing semantically here, but practically speaking, what is the difference between Rabba's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda? And ultimately, you see it in the margin, we worked it out, that according to Rabba, Bein HaShemoshos is the distance of walking three quarters of a meal, and according to Rav Yosef, it's about two thirds of a meal.
So these two are just taking over one twelfth of a meal here.
That's the issue. That's all it is. It's a matter of about how long the Bein HaShemoshos is. Okay. Now, needless to say, when we have a machlokes ha'amoroyim between Rabba and Rav Yosef, we're going to have to paskin one way or the other. Is it three quarters of a meal, or is it two thirds of a meal after Shkia that we consider Bein HaShemoshos? Mm-hmm. And certainly, when we focus and without question has to impact very heavily on a Sofek the Oraisa, where you go Lechumra. We got to see who's on. All right, now that's just by way of review of what we did last time. Your question, Lauren, was what? No.
What Rob? I'm looking at the wording between Rob and Rav Yosef, and I don't remember exactly. What does Rava call that the time Mishtiva Hachamar call Kozmaran Shepnei
Mizrach Ma'adimin. What does he call it? He calls it nothing. He calls it absolutely nothing.
And Rav Yosef calls that Yom.
Okay. Until he gets to the next two statements.
But they both say the same thing.
Okay. They're all... Yeah,
the two statements are both the same for both of them.
That's correct. Okay. All right?
So why does the time... How does the time become different?
Because... Misha Tishka, according to Rabba, Misha Tishka Hachama calls man Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim.
Yeah.
He refuses to call it Yom because it's a Suffolk Yom.
Okay.
All right? Now, according to Rav Yosef, it's not Suffolk Yom. It's 100% Yom. It's Mamash Yom. Okay? Now, when it's Suffolk Yom, okay, I have to determine what kind of a Suffolk it is. And therefore, Rabba breaks the Suffolk down to two parts, and that is the Bein HaShemoshos, and the earlier part, which is seeming a no man's land. He hasn't said anything yet.
Okay, he calls the Bein HaShemoshos the same thing Rav Yosef calls the Bein HaShemoshos.
Yeah, but your question still stands. What does he call
the earlier part?
The earlier part.
Well, one
now,
description, isn't it?
Okay, it's not. The fact of the matter is that in answer to your question, we have at least six shittas. There's the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. This is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a statement, if this is the case, there must be two shkias. There's shkia number one and shkia number two. All right? Specifically because Rabba refuses to give that first line any kind of designation. Now, obviously there is a designation, and it's a suffix. But if that's the case, we've got to tighten it up. And Rabbeinu Tam does what he does. The Gaonim, the Shitas Gaonim, do what they do. And here's where we get into all the things on our calendar. I mean, this is what we are approaching. So, for the sake of memory, why don't you just put a question mark as to the designation over there, and then when we get out of Gemara and out of Shulchan Aruch, then we're going to start.
So three quarters of a meal
yeah.
is time.
Right.
It gets translated into time.
We'll translate.
But he's taking, okay, and that is the duration of Ben Ashmosh?
That's the duration of Ben Ashmosh.
But for Rabbi, that includes part of the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. That's include part of the
right,
first
probably.
That's probably. The 112.
But how
that's
much?
That's 12 of the mill.
That's the 112 of the mill.
Yeah.
You know, the mill.
Now, right here and now, we can say that there are two calculations, either 18 or 22 and a half minutes, as far as the meal is concerned. So, you work it either way.
So it's a minute or
two. You know? So you're off by a minute or two. Let's take a look. Let's finish off the Gemara now.
One more.
See what the story is. Yeah. I don't mind if it's major either.
Just tell me, I don't know, answer it any way you want, etymologically or whatever. The difference between Bein Harbayim and Bein HaShemoshos. I understand they're totally different concepts, but...
Sure. Bein Harbayim...
The word Arbayim.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that from Arab?
It comes definitely from Arab.
Between the evenings?
All right. No, careful. In addition to Arab meaning evening, which we already interpret to be night, correct?
Separation.
Erev comes from Ma'arav also. It has the same root as Ma'arav. When the sun is in the west. But when the sun is in the west, it can be entirely day. Correct?
Right.
So Bein HaArbayim means between the time of the westward flow of the sun, which could be from, let's a fictitional 12:01. Correct?
Right.
A minute afternoon. And that's where we get the Mincha Gedola and the Mincha Ketana over there. Bein, in the midst of, Arbayim, the westward flow of the sun, which is Mincha time, which is afternoon, which is definitely Yom. Bein HaShemoshos, that's a different story.
Between the suns.
Between the suns, literally. But so we'll have to say which sun. Rabbeinu Tam will say, well, there are two shkias. The sun setting stage one and the sun setting stage two. The sun setting stage one is still red and grayish. And the sun setting stage two is when it's entirely grayish and so on and so forth until we have Seisa Kochavim, which is definitely night, and we have three stars, at least three little stars to look at. So the Shemesh would be the sun and the nighttime suns, so to speak.
Well, the sun is changing all the time.
The moon,
at that point in time.
Okay, that's it. The moon and the stars. Okay.
Okay.
But Erev is a dangerous word, although at least the way we use it colloquially.
Okay.
Okay. It means the westward flow of the sun.
There is no word in for the morning, Bein Ha something.
Alos Hashachar.
No, but I mean between that and noontime, there's no comparable to Bein Ha Abayim.
No.
Okay.
No.
There's no need for a concept.
No.
Sure is.
Well.
Daven Shachar. Daven Shachar is for noon.
We don't have a term, Bein Ha.
No, there's no term for it, but you know, time is important. The measurement is important because you're not Daven Shachar is for noon. Now, Kriya Shema, Shachar is for noon.
We'll find out.
All right, let's continue in the Gemara where we left off last time on Lamed Hei Yom Aleph. About 12 lines from the bottom of a column at the two dots, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmua. All right, I caution you to do two things. First of all, realize that there is a difference between Rav Yehuda, who is an Amora, who quotes Shmuel, who also is an Amora. Okay, and the second thing is to be very careful that you understand that they are talking about Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Tana, together with Rabbi Yossi. All right? Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda quotes a din in the name of Shmuel. Amoraim is speaking. Bein Hashmoshels de Rabbi Yehuda. The time called Bein Hashmoshos, according to Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, during that time, Kohanim Tovlim Bo. A Kohen who was Tomei goes ahead at that time and does the Tvila at the end of his period of Tumah. Okay? And that's when he is able to start the process of being able to re-enter the Kedusha of Kahuna, to be able to go ahead and eat truma. The tevila itself has got to be during the day. Bein hashmoshos de Rabbi Yehuda, kohanim tovlim. The bein hashmoshos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kohanim go ahead and are able to be tovel in the mikveh. Now that's problematic. Laman, whom are we talking about? For whom are we saying this din? If you are coming to explain what Bein Hashmoshos is for Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, how can you say that? Sveikahu, Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa that we learned, the starting point was that Bein Hashmoshos by definition is Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. And I just told you that if we learned the Gemara in Brachas, the first couple of the Blatt and Gemara in Brachas, you would know that the Kohanim have to do Tefillah when? Bayom, bedafke bayom, not a sofik yom and sofik laila. So, Rav Yehuda, Amora, you're quoting Shmuel, Amora. What are you telling us here in this deal? Ella, so therefore we are forced to say that the Bein Hashmoshos de Rabbi Yehuda, the Bein Hashmoshos of Rabbi Yehuda, for his colleague Rav Yossi, that's when Kohanim told Limbo. The period of time of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshos for Rabbi Yossi is what? Is definitely Yom. Because Rabbi Yossi said, if you will recall, that Bein Hashmoshos is in and out in an instant second. So it has to be much later. Because if Bein Hashmoshos divides Yom, it has to divide the Yom from what? From Laila. And Laila is already Tzeis HaKochovim. It's much, much later. So The question is, Rab Yehuda Amora, in the name of Shmuel, when you quoted this din, that Bein HaShmoshos of Rabbi Yehuda, that's the time when Kohanim do the Tevila, when they're Tomei, are you trying to teach us that the point in time that Rabbi Yehuda considers Bein HaShmoshos for his Bav Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, that's the time when Kohanim go ahead and are Tovah? If that's the case, Pshita, it's obvious. Because we know that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmoshos is an instant before Tzeis HaKochovim. So what are you telling us here, Amoroim, Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, what are you telling us here? The Gemara works it out as follows. Ma'u detema. I may think incorrectly that the Bein HaShmoshos to Rabbi Yossi, that instant of Bein HaShmoshos of Rabbi Yossi, is actually Meshach Shayich Bida Rabbi Yehuda, is a continuation of time after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmoshos. This is incorrect. Komashmalon, what we learn from the din that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Shalim Bein HaShmoshos to Rabbi Yehuda, that first Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmoshos must be entirely over, the Hodar Matzchil Bein HaShmoshos to Rabbi Yossi, and only then does Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmoshos take effect. Okay? So that the mistake would have been that we would think that somehow within the time of Rabbi Yehuda, somewhere in that point of time, Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmoshos occurs. And that is not true. What Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, comes to teach us is that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmoshos is after the completion of Rabbi Yehuda, so that for Rabbi Yossi, the point in time that Rabbi Yehuda calls Bein HaShmoshos for Rabbi Yossi is entirely day, is without a question day. And then after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShmoshos, that's when he comes with his instant Bein HaShmoshos, and then it's over.
So the Bein HaShmoshos of Rabbi Yossi is Lila according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Without question. Okay. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Bar Chona quotes Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Halocha ki Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan Shabbos. The Bein HaShmoshos, when it comes to Shabbos, has got to be calculated according to whom? According to Rabbi Yehuda. But v'halocha ki Rabbi Yossi le'inyan Truma. But whenever it comes to Kohanim and the eating of Truma, we follow the Bein HaShmoshos of Rabbi Yossi. Again, a very problematic din. Because Bishlama, I can understand it's obvious, halocha ki Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan Shabbos, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shabbos, l'chumra, when we need all of these things that we learned in the Mishnah originally, the chumras, when Bein HaShmoshos, sofik hashecha, sofik eina hashecha, we can do certain things and we can't do other things, okay? And it's when we go l'chumra because we are dealing here with a sofik d'oraisa. But wait a minute, aval inyan truma mahi, but when you say that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmoshos is operative for truma, what are you telling me here? Mahi, what is the din? Truma is also midaraisa. A kohen that goes ahead and early eats truma when he was tamei is over in a daraisa. Ilema litvila, if you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmoshos is operative for the time of tvila, just a minute, sveikahi. There is a suffix. I have Rabbi Yehuda who says that it is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. Now I know Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that, but when you're dealing with a Sofik D'oraisa, what are you going to do? You're going to go L'chumra. So what else does it mean? Elo La'achilas Truma. What we're talking about is the point in time after Tvila that the Kohanim are able to go ahead and eat the actual Truma. D'lo Ochle Kohanim Truma, that the din is according to Rabbi Yossi, that you don't go ahead and allow a kohen to eat the truma ad bishalim bein hashmoshos to Rabbi Yossi, until we are sure that Rabbi Yossi's bein hashmoshos has taken care of. And what time is that?
Lila.
That's already Lila, without question. That's already, but it is a later Lila than it is Rabbi Yehuda. No question about it. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Another din, same two Amoroim, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel. You want to stop? Go ahead.
Yeah. So Kohen must do tefillah before banish mushes to rebuke.
It has to be yod.
So the superior is banish mushes to Yehuda plus banish mushes to Yosef, which is an instant longer.
Right.
They neither do tefillah nor eat truma.
Okay, right. But the point is, when Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said that when it comes to truma, we paskin the halacha like Rabbi Yossi, his intent was to teach us that we must wait until it is vaday laila to allow the kohanim to eat. Mm-hmm. That's all. Okay? That's it. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Kochav echad, one star in the heaven. What time of day is it? Al pi halacha. Yom. Shnei kochavim, two stars. That's bein hashmoshos. Shlosha, three stars, is Laila. Now this was quoted in the name of Amoroim. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned this in a Brisa. This is not original to Rabbi Yehuda. This is not a Chidush of Amoroim. This is already Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Nami also Hochi, the same way. Already Tanoim said this din. That what? And he just repeats it. Kochav Echad is Yom. Shnayim, two kochavim, is called Ben HaShmoshos. Shlosha, three stars in the heaven, is Laila. But Omar, Rabbi Yossi said, what kind of stars? Lo kochavim gidolim, we are not talking about large stars, because they are nearim bayom. They can be seen during the day. Even though the stars are out, it is still day as far as I'm concerned. Lo kochavim kitanim, and not the finer, smaller stars. She'ein nirin ela balaila. Those are the only ones that come when it is truly dark. Ela beinonim. We are talking about middle-sized stars that is operative here in the din. The middle-sized stars are the ones that yom echa. One is yom, two is bein hashmoshos, and three are laila. Now, you have three designations of the stars, and obviously these are three different designations of time. When we pull out our charts, our computerized charts, you will see, again I will show you how Rishonim decide which is at what point in time are Beinonim and which are Ketanim and so on and so forth. Omar Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, an Amora, has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi Ketanim. Omar Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. If someone does melacha, obviously Shabbos is the din. If you do melacha bishnei bein hashmoshos, in two bein hashmoshos, which ones? The bein hashmoshos of Friday, and the same thing, the bein hashmoshos of Shabbos, after Motzei Shabbos. You do that same melacha. Chayav chatos mimonavshach. He has to bring a kol chatos mimonavshach, no matter which way you reason. What does that mean? Mimon HaShach means, if you say it is Safek Yom, and he did the Malacha on Shabbos, so he's got to bring the Chatos. If he did the Malacha on Friday also, so for the Fridays he doesn't have to bring. Okay? If you say it is Safek Laila, for the Malacha that he did on Friday, he has to bring the Chatos. And if it's Safek Laila on Shabbos, so for the one he did on Motzei Shabbos, he doesn't have to bring. That's Mimon HaShach. Any which way you reason. Either way you reason, whether it's Yom or Laila, whether you call Bein HaShmoshos Yom or Laila, he's got to bring a Chatos. It is for this reason that the Gemara continues and says, Omar le Rava le Shama'ei. Rava used to tell his Shama'ei. Shama'ei comes from the word Shema, the person who listens to him. Who is the person who listens to Rava? His servant. His servants. Atun, you people, you my servants, the lokim lechu, you are not substantially knowledgeable, the shiura the rabbanon, in measuring the shiurim that rabbanon gave in time. Therefore, adishimusha areish dikle, as the sun is at the top of the palm trees, you see it coming down on the horizon, and it's sticking right at the head of the palm trees. Atlu shroga. Go ahead and light a candle. Atlu, light, shroga, a candle. That's when is Shabbos. Now that's a long time before Shkia. But since you are not Baki, I don't want any chances taken over here. So they asked him, Biyoma Ma'una Mai, what if it is a cloudy day? when you cannot see the sun setting and it's at the head of the trees? So he answered, Bimoso, if you are in the city, Chazei Tarnegola, look at the roosters. They come back to roost. They come in from walking around and they set themselves down on a fence. They sit themselves down to roost. Bidabro, if you're in the field, Orve, look at the ravens, at the crows. They too come home to roost. Iname, and if there are no crows around, you can also look Adone. Some read it Arone. Adone is probably the most preferable. But any which way, we have difficulty in understanding. If you will go up to the left about four or five lines and into Rashi, you will see what Rashi says, how to tell on a cloudy day when Shkia is approaching. Do you have Adane? Asef, it is some kind of a plant, Hakarui Malava, which in Latin and in French is Malava. And here are its characteristics. The Olin Shelo, its leaves, Notin Lutzada Hamo Shacharis, face the sun in the morning, Kifufin La Mizroch, bent over towards the east, because that's where the sun is in the morning, Bachatzi Hayom Zekufin, at noon they stand up straight, its leaves, Vila Erev, and as evening comes, Kifufin Ma'od Lamarov, they turn around entirely towards the west. When you see, huh?
Sounds like a sunflower.
Okay. When you see that this is so, even though it is a cloudy day, but what is it? It's not hydrotropic, it's not geotropic. What's the scientific word, huh?
Light.
Heliotropic.
Heliotropic, right. When you see this heliotropic plant already turning towards the west, even though it is a Yom HaMa'unon, use that as your judgment. Okay? There is an important lesson that has to be learned here, which is a problem in the philosophy of halacha. We, Baruch Hashem, today have such incredible abilities to go ahead and measure time, space, weight, mass, with incredible accuracy. The fact of the matter is the charts, the computerized charts that we have. Well, we can assign such accuracy to these generalities. But in the philosophy of halacha, you've got to understand that halacha wanted to give you a universal kind of formula. An amma, as inaccurate as the amma could be in relationship to what we have, the standardized ruler, we bedakka want to keep an amma, because what happens if you have to use your hands to measure off whatever it is?
They use an amma is different from They use an amma is different from everybody.
But notwithstanding the fact that we want accuracy, we are going to build into that system a mode of measurement that will rather be universal and sacrifice somewhat inaccuracy. Okay? Here Rava asked his people, his servants, who are not baki in the shiurim of Chazal, which could also mean who did not have the ability to measure the time, the units of time, for whatever reason, because they're busy cooking and preparing for Shabbos, to look at gross measurements rather than specified measurements and use that as the shiur in halacha. So that if you take a look at the sun, at the tip of the trees, there's no question that it is still Yom and Shkia hasn't started yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you use that. So that at the same time that halacha wants and demands a sense of accuracy and perfection, it builds in to its system of measurements a gross estimation to be able to use that estimation when you don't have a watch or a clock or so on and so forth. just to indicate, I mean, here in the United States of America, we have the nautical tables, the nautical almanac, for when Shkia is and when sunrise is. Okay? The first time that I was down in the Bahamas, which was 10 years ago, I very foolishly left without knowing exactly when Shkia is. This Gemara tells me what to do. If I don't have a bekias, an exact way of measuring, whether it is a New York Times of the Bahamas or whatever, and I didn't have. I didn't have a newspaper just to check. So I go ahead and simply wait for the sun, and I see. I know that it is not accurate, but halacha bedafke wants to build in these gross measurements when you're caught short. And we'll wait for the stars, the three stars. We'll wait and see. Afterwards, I was able to get these tables. When Izzy Bickoff went to the Bahamas 2 weeks ago, I told him exactly when Shabbos was, because I was able to figure the longitude and the latitude, and know exactly when. But this is an important thing. We could probably calculate a revius in 2 to 3 ways. In each one of the 2 out of the 3 ways, you'll get different measurements. So let's sharpen it up. Let's sharpen it up.
And this year makes a difference.
All right. Friday night. This year the Seder.
Yeah.
It's Friday night, so it's Midoraisa. Okay? But let's sharpen it up. No. So we don't sharpen it up. We assign a value, a gross value to a revius, and then we go ahead and we measure. You can do it the one way or the other way. One way needs a little carpentry and a little geometry, and the other way you just have to displace water with eggs, and you're all set.
Is this where we go from? Do we get our calculation for Luke Bench Finance?
This is one of the two Gemara. You're talking about Barosh Oilanos?
Yeah.
No. This is one of the two Gemaras that we use, but we have to get another Gemara into this to be able to come down to Lit Mention. I won't let you go on that. All right? Take the Mishnah Berurah. Reish Samach Aleph. It's on page Lamed Beis if you have the third section.
Reish
Samach Aleph.
The number of them are all the same too.
Yeah, all right. I would help.
Reish Samach. This?
Reish Reish Samach. One
of the definitions of
the South. Right. Reish Samach Bob. The halacha right before Reish Samach Aleph, so that we can learn in Shulchan Aruch that which we learned in Gemara. Kishiyihiyeh samuch lachashecha. You see it? Got it? When it is near darkness, Yish'alan Shebeso asked, one is supposed to ask the members of his family, Bilashon Rakah. Remember we learned that in Gemara, in a very pleasing tone. Yisaltem? Eravtem? Hifrashtem chala? Did you take chala? V'yomar lahem, and then if they did, hadliku esaner, go ahead and light the candles. Mm-hmm. That's a Shulchan Aruch. You see the Shulchan Aruch adds hafrashas chala, to take chala from whatever you have to do. U'bemakom she'ein ma'asrin, if there is a place where you don't have to take ma'aser individually, is ein tzarich lamar. You only have to say, Eravtem, Hifrashtem Chala, Adliku Esaner. All right, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah test. That's on top. The Mishnah Berurah is divided into two. Samuch l'chashecha. Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu kodem bein hashim l'chashecha. Be'od vadayom. Okay? So we have a definition for samuch l'chashecha means it's definitely day. V'sheyebo od shehus. And it should be enough day. There should be enough time. Shehus means time. L'hosif mikodesh al-chol. To do whatever is necessary still. And to be mosif mikodesh al-chol. What does mosif mikodesh al-chol mean? Still the time that we do benching with. V'hatam, the reason for this is shemeachar milisha l'adato shemeacher milisha l'adato kidei shelo yivshu v'yomru adayin yeshuhus. The reason that you want all of this time and then the person should start to ask his people is that the people, this should be a signal to them kidei shelo yivshu, that they should not be poshim, choteim. They should still think that we have plenty of time until Shabbos. So that this din of Samuch l'chashecha, you've got to start, the head of the household has got to start asking his people, whether Yisartem, Eraftem, then Hablikol is on air. The obligation and the halacha is that the Baal HaBayis has got to start the procedure of telling people we've got to slide in to what is called Shabbos. You cannot do it the last moment. Now this is a toughie for America. There's no question about it. This is Golis. I don't feel it. If anyone will give din v'cheshbon, it is myself, because it's down to the wire with me. With whether someone calling and asking or a problem and asking and solving a situation, that's it. There are no two ways about it. Last time I felt this was in Yerushalayim, where you suddenly ease into Shabbos. Or the very long days. But then too, with the very long days, we always try to grab more and more in. And it's something that has to be considered. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch indicates, as the Mishnah Berurah interprets, that this is halacha, that you have to ease your way into Shabbos. Yeah. Yud in Mishnah Berurah, Belashon Raka, you have to say it in a very pleasing and pleasant way. Kiheche, so that in order, dilekablu minei, that people should not be crazy by it and become neurotic, but they should accept it. They should accept it in the fashion that it's being told. Ula olam, and for sure, al yatil adon emo yesero besof beso. A person who goes ahead and comes down with a heavy cloud of emo yesero, of such incredible fear, all right, that Shabbos is coming, and people of the family cringe at that moment in time weekly. Shemitoch hayira, because of this cringing, hey mechalalin Shabbos. Ultimately, it's going to result in Shabbos. Umaachidin l'adam davar asulo, and you'll feed someone something which is osur to him. In other words, challah wasn't taken or maaser wasn't taken. And the ultimate result is that you may make the time, but because of this impulsive, neurotic, psychotic push that the head of the household has, it's going to have a reverse, a backfiring, a backlash in halacha, in averus, that we don't want to speak about.
A little bit quicker so it doesn't come down to the last minute.
I'll give you a very simple answer. Okay? You get up an hour earlier on Friday and you help him.
It doesn't matter.
Then I'll give you...
I can do all of it and it doesn't matter.
I'll give you a simple answer. All right? Then Thursday night, you do nothing and you make sure that it's done Thursday night.
You make Shabbos Thursday night?
Make Shabbos
Thursday night. Rabbi, Shabbos could be ready Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, to it for Shabbos is like running around like a chicken with the head cut off.
Yeah, but with what? So analyze simply. You're a precise man.
I am
a man of precision. Analyze what has to go. I remember when I was first married.
When it was up to me, when I was single and I had to make Shabbos, okay, I managed to have a full meal. 20 minutes before Shabbos, I was sitting and reading.
Because
I was all done. I got married.
okay? And if we have 3 minutes before Lichtenstein, we have an enormous amount of time.
Okay.
Okay, when my wife is in school, I had classes late Friday, so 3 o'clock on Friday. I used to cook Thursday night. I did all the cooking Thursday night.
Okay.
There was nothing, right, there was nothing I do for us except maybe heat up the food.
Good.
Okay, you still couldn't get done. I mean, I can't get a lot to move fast. I mean, like, it's always to leave for the last minute. Speed is not jobless, you're not rushing into it.
I only tell you again, you got to be there to, you got to be there to assist. It's as simple as that. I clearly remember 25 years ago when we were both in school and we were both working. Thursday night, we used to clean the house and apartment, 2 rooms. We were up Thursday night until God knows how long, together. Once the children came and I moved back to Brooklyn, then I never helped. Once I came to Passaic, 15 years, close to 15 years, it was a little less, I never helped in the house because I had to clean the shul. Erev Pesach, all my children were out of the house with me. We did the shul. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. That was before there was a kehillah, before there was anything. Nothing was ever done by me. That is why my wife, on Wednesday night, would have the entire Shabbos table set.
Wednesday night?
Yeah. When you come in here, the last night, the Bedikas Chometz night, when you come into this house to sell the chometz, or to get me, to empower me with the chometz, the table is already set 2 days. I don't mind telling you, one of the biggest fights that I have is over the fact that someone came late and, you know, I had to push the Seder stuff up because I needed a corner on this table to write. That was the only way she was able to move to survive. Wednesday night, Shabbos table was set. Give me that. Sunday, the Challah Sabbath. Why? The doctor, because she didn't have any help. If she had help. That I have my wife to thank. Actually, it's not my wife, it's my mother-in-law. Hanukkah, she was already starting to prepare for Pesach. Hanukkah, she would take in the days when you took off a chicken fat from the chicken and it wasn't frozen, and you make your own shmaus. Hanukkah, she started to make already. We have different styles. There are those who come down to the wire at the last minute, and that's it. But the Mishnah Berurah is compelling that al yatil ema yisera, al yatil odom ema yisera v'tol beso. You cannot do it with a kind of belligerence because it's only going to backfire. Yud Aleph. Remember the Mishnah, Yisartem, Yiraftem, and the Shulchan Aruch had Hifrashtem Chala. The Chol Hani, all of these things, Ein Yochal La'asos HaMachar Kach B'Shabbos, cannot be done on Shabbos. Okay? So that if you haven't taken Masa before Shabbos, you're not going to have what to eat. Eraftem to make an Eruv, if you're not going to make it before Shabbos, you're going to be in trouble. L'chach Yizarez Odosom, therefore, you ought to urge concerning them Be'erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, because otherwise you'd be in trouble. Eraftem yud beis, did you make an eruv? Ubi mekarmos she'ein derech lahaniach eruv chatzeros ki im me'eruv pesach. In a place where a town or a community or a mavon, a little cul-de-sac of apartments, don't do it every single Shabbos ki im me'eruv pesach, but they only do it. The minhag is once a year on Erev Pesach, le'Erev Pesach, and that one Erev on Erev Pesach extends to the next Erev Pesach. The gam Eruvei Tchumim, in a case where Erev Tchumim, ein darko l'haniach, ein tzarich lomar zeh. You don't have to say the word Eraftem. Now, there, if you are two neighbors, You have to make an Eruvei Chatzeros. You do it on matzah, on Shmurah matzah. And you eat it the next Pesach. And then you put down a new one in the next Pesach. When the Eruv in town is completed, then what happens every single Eruv Pesach, that we take a stack of matzahs and we put it in one place, in a shul, and that stack of matzahs remains as the Eruv until the next
Pesach. You gotta eat a year-old matzah?
What's
wrong with a year-old Shmurah matzah?
Or make it into matzah. Okay? Yud Gimel, Hifrash them challah. Did you take challah? V'cha'eis, at this time, in this point in time, says the Mishnah Berurah, ein noagim lish'al ze, or lish'ol ze. Okay? We don't say Hifrash them challah. V'ayim b'tshuvas k'neses yicheskel simen kuf gimel, shekos av tam leze. The reason that we don't say it, he gave a reason. Ach, the Erev Pesach, however, when you make the Erev on Erev Pesach, is bevadai tzorich lish'ol, you have to ask, kifrashtem challah. V'imchol b'Shabbos, and if Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos, tzorich lish'ol b'Erev Shabbos, ayin shom. Okay. Yudalit, hadliku. Bepatach tachas hahei, hadliku. B'loshon tzivui, because then that is the command, that is the imperative. Because if you didn't have a patach under the hadliku, it would be hidliku. All right? Hidliku is the past tense. The ein shayach she'ela, the haroe she'lo hudlak. Right?
Do you have a cat?
Yes, I do. Oh, you want to get it out?
No.
V'hu adin.
I didn't know what it was.
V'hu adin, and likewise, says the Mishnah Berurah, she'yazhirein, you have to warn them and caution them, sheyifsiku milas os melacha. Let's be practical about it. The whole point of the Shulchan Aruch, quoting this, is to ease the rest of the house into what? Into Shabbos. So you have to ease them, not only with yisartem and iraptem and yifrashtem challah. What about the rest of the melachas? Sheyifsiku milas os melacha, they have to stop melacha. V'imhu oz beveis hamedrash. And if the head of the household is in shul, o b'mokam acher, or in some other place, it's tzorech lishloach acher sheyazi reiv mazeh. It is his responsibility to make sure that someone else goes in and does it. That's a tough one. Okay? Reish samachala. Zman hadlokas aneros l'shabas. Sofek chashecha. Doubtful chashecha, which is hu bein hashimoshos, which is another way of saying bein hashimoshos. Okay? Says the Ramah, the Hainu. We have to assign a time frame to it. Kedei shiur hiluch gimel rivei mil. A point in time that it takes us to walk 3/4 of a mile. Achar shkia sachama, after shkia. The shiur mil. Now if you ask, how much is a mil so that I'll know how much 3/4 is? Hushlisha'o is a third of an hour, which is how many minutes? 20 minutes. Pochos minus chelek lamed, minus 30, a fraction of 30 over 1,080. Okay? How did I get that? I know that there are 1,080 chalokim in an hour. Okay? 1080. So 30 over 1080 is approximately 2 minutes. Okay? So we are talking about, don't check my math. Alright, it's 3.3 seconds.
30 over
180. Alright. One chelek is 3.3 seconds. Okay?
Okay.
There are 3,600 seconds in an hour. 60 times 60, right?
Yeah,
3,600. 3,600. An hour is divided by 1,080 halakim, just as it is divided by 3,600 seconds.
Okay.
So one chalak is 3.3 seconds. Okay? 30 halakim times 3.3 seconds is 99 seconds. A minute and a half. Okay? So come back to here, v'shiur meal, a meal